listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we have a lot to get to, and friends, so glad to have you with us today. And I am really, really concerned. I am really, really concerned that we are going to leave some people in harm's way that we don't have to. And I'm hoping we can do something about it. Stay with me. It's Kevin McCullough right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. And friends, I just got to be really gut-level honest with you. Next week, we're going to run out of time to rescue the 21 remaining women that have not been rescued yet in our slave liberation effort. And we've rescued several dozen already. But we are down to these last couple of dozen, just less than a couple of dozen. And I'm really, really dreadfully concerned that these women who know that the liberation is possible, well, the only reason that their liberation won't happen is because we weren't able to facilitate it. We didn't have their bag of hope. We didn't have the Navidium shot for the slave master's cattle. And that's the only thing that's going to keep them in slavery for a longer period of time. Because here in the United States, we couldn't find 21 more people that said, I'll do $25 a month for 10 months to see to it that that slave goes free. Or $50 a month for five, or $125 for 2 months. We couldn't find 20 people today that could do a one-time gift of $250 if it would ensure that that young woman would never be returned to slavery ever again. This is what my concern is. I'm dreadfully afraid of this. Friends, I know how important it is that we be good stewards, and that in this very, very tough economy that we watch every penny and we do everything we can to be wise. But I also know another thing. I don't feel one ounce of hesitation at all when the McCulloughs write our monthly check to Christian Solidarity International to free yet one more life. We know the nature of the person that it's going to help. We know that the person that is going to be liberated on the other end of that gift is going to be somebody who was basically living in fear for their life every single day, the entire time that they have been alive over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years. We know that the person that is going to be liberated has had no say in their own choices. They've barely had food. If they have clothes, it's because something was thrown at them from the owner and said, here's what you have. Be thankful for it. We know in some instances abuse that has been grotesque. One slave who would refuse, she just refused to stop singing songs about God, had her tongue nailed to a tree. Others have had their eyes poked out. Certainly, almost all of the women and many of the little girls have been raped by the slave masters. This is the life that they live. This is normal to them, and it shouldn't be normal to anybody. The very least thing that it should be to anyone is normal. What I'm really very much hopeful for is that we don't leave these 20 names on the list knowing that we were on the cusp of being able to set them free and we chose not to. Kev, how does it work? Well, it's real simple. They are living the worst life possible. They are owned by someone else. They are beaten, abused, raped, verbally assaulted. They are just put down in every way that's possible. They have their faith stolen from them. They have their name taken from them. They have their identity taken from them. They are told that they have to be someone else. They have to become someone else. They have to mutilate themselves to find satisfaction in the faith of the slave owner. And in the midst of all of that, many of them, because they came from Christian families, quietly in their own mind pray every night, begging God, please let help come, let freedom come. And then when an Arab retriever from CSI comes into their, you know, sphere and does the negotiation with the slave master, sometimes they don't even believe it. Sometimes they're like, no, I still can't come. He will come and kill me. Obviously, after they get a good distance away, they begin to realize that they're safe. They get to the border camp on the South Sudan border, and they are allowed to recover. They get medical treatment. They get counseling. They get food, delicious food that they have never been able to have for themselves in the entire time they've been in slavery. They're able to talk to people about the pain that they have experienced. They get to tell their stories. They get to do what they should have never lost the right to do all along. And when they have had a chance to recover, hear from others who have had similar circumstances, talk, pray, sing, do things that they haven't been allowed to do for their entire time in captivity, when all of that's done and they're recovered and they're energetic and they're ready to go, they're given their bag of hope. And this is where the bulk of your 250 comes in. It supplies a year's worth of sorghum grain for them to eat, so they have food immediately. It provides a year's worth of seed for future crops of sorghum, so they have food for the future. It supplies blankets and tarps to help protect them from the weather. It supplies them with utensils to cook, garden, fish, and do the things day to day that they need help with. But it's a whole set of utensils and things that they need. They're given a Bible. They're given other types of things that they may need, depending on who they are. And then, on top of all of that, they're given a she-goat, a little baby she-goat. Walks around with them, and they've never had one of their own, probably. And that she-goat will allow them to have little goat kids and make money from that and support their family. They'll be able to sell the milk. But they'll be able to use the milk and the cheese and stuff that they make from that to help feed themselves. And you supply all of that for a one-time gift of $250. Like, it's a complete start over in life. They've never had anything nearly this nice. And all of a sudden, they have more than they've ever dreamed of. Their eyes get big. They cry. They're so grateful. They say to the CSI people, please don't stop until you get every one of the slaves out. And then they help them find their way back to their home area of South Sudan. And when they arrive, friends, the party just begins. The church that their family belongs to throws them a huge party. They rejoice. They sing. They kick. They dance. They do all that. They've never been so happy. As bad as the baddest time was, as dark as it was, this is the equal of that in light and joy and hope. And you provide it. But friends, I'm afraid that we're not going to get those final 20 women home. And I desperately want to bring them home. 800-222-5909. We've only got a few days left. There are 20 women at risk. We need to save every one of them. 250 takes care of one of them. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
Faith and knowledge come together at Alliance University. Don't just live for God, work for Him too. At Alliance University, formerly named Nyack College, you'll be equipped to integrate your faith and field of study, whether you're hoping to be a nurse, teacher, pastor, singer, scientist, or CEO. At Alliance University, you'll get all the benefits of learning in New York City without having to compromise your Christian values in the pursuit of higher education. Our diverse faith-based community is committed to academic excellence as well as personal transformation and social change. Our faculty will care equally about your intellectual and spiritual growth, and they'll prepare you to excel in your career. And if you're worried you can't afford a private education, don't. The majority of our students qualify for and receive financial aid. So don't wait any longer. Get ready to put faith in your future. Visit us online at allianceu.edu to apply, transfer credits, or learn more. That's allianceu.edu. Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
WMCA welcomes the new show, More Like Jesus, with Pastor Dave Gustafson.
The missing piece to all of this is Jesus. And here's why. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And by doing that, he connected us with the power of God.
Listen Monday through Friday evenings at 6:30.
And I realize that to the world, it seems foolish, but it's not. It is the key to all of this.
More Like Jesus on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. I'd like you to think about the word captive for a second. It has all kinds of connotations, right? You can take someone's imagination captive and you can make them think about certain things. You can hold a room captive if you're a compelling speaker and have everyone, waiting on every word that you put out. But there is a very negative meaning to that word, a very negative connotation to that word that goes all the way back to biblical times. And that is to be captive to one's sin. The Bible talks about being captive to one's lusts. We talk about being captive to addiction in this modern culture. Being a captive is most times quite negative in its connotation. And in fact, it can mean synonymous to the word slave, slavery. To be enslaved is to be captive to something that you are not wanting to be captive to. And that is one of the reasons, the impact of that word, the meaning of that word is one of the reasons why I think it's so important that we have a discussion with Christian Solidarity International every year to talk about setting captives free. And here to do that is Todd Chapman. Todd, welcome back. Always a pleasure to see you here in New York. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, great to be here. Always love being on with you.
We talk about setting captives free in the context of CSI because that last connotation that I was talking about really is the essence of that slavery. We're talking about human slavery. We're talking about human slavery in many different forms across the world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because here we are in 2023, and at least in America, the whole notion of slavery, I think just, at least in my mind, it's like, okay, well, that's something in the past, doesn't happen anymore, thankfully, right? I mean, it's part of our history and something that we shed over 100 years ago. But the reality is that around the world, there are still people that are enslaved for various reasons, but one of the reasons is religious persecution. They happen to believe differently from their captors. And that's a space that CSI has been involved with for more than 25 years now, setting captives free. And so that really is the theme of this entire month here on WMCA. And, I'm just so grateful for what WMCA does outside of, what the station does on an ongoing basis with the ministry programs, the teaching programs, the great talk programming, encouraging you spiritually. But isn't it cool that this is a radio station that regularly and very intentionally brings to you opportunities to make a difference in the world in the name of Jesus? And for a long time, for a lot of years now, CSI has been privileged to be a part of that. And so we're back again, inviting you to do something that I believe with all my heart is a calling upon all of us as followers of Jesus, and that's to set captives free in the name of Jesus. And that's exactly what you have the opportunity to do today. We're going to tell you some stories about why these people are enslaved, where they are enslaved, but most importantly, what you can do to make sure that we, free them.
800-222-5909 is the number if you would like to make a gift, 800-222-5909. And Todd, you just joined CSI this last year, and I remember one of the first things you said to me was, this is one of the most amazing things that I've seen an organization do. I mean, it blew your mind, as it has many people when they come into contact with CSI. It's really a quite well-kept secret, too good of a secret being kept in terms of what they've done. But when you think about, at one point in time, following the Sudanese Civil War, 180,000 human slaves being held captive in northern Sudan, And to know that over the last several years, more than 100,000 of those have been released, have been freed, have been permanently set free. And friends, you may find that really hard to believe, but it was someone like you that picked up a phone and said, I want to set someone free. But I want to go back to that mind-blowing moment that you had, Todd, because there was something about that that really spoke to you. What were you understanding at that time?
You know, I think the thing that really I couldn't escape is, as I've learned and read stories about these people that have been held captive, many of them for their entire lives. You know, these stories of these women and children and men, but primarily women and children that were abducted oftentimes as children back in the 90s. And they have lived their entire life not knowing anything other than captivity and abuse, persecution, you know, just unspeakable things have been done to them. They've been dehumanized. They've been physically tortured and mutilated, all because of the difference in religious beliefs. And so that was something, you know, as a sheltered American, I was like, man,
this happens.
This still happens today. People have lived 25, 30, 35 years in captivity, and we can actually do something about it. But then beyond that, too, you know, when I learned what it takes financially to actually affect the rescue and the setting one of these captives free by through CSI, I was like, that's incredible. Why would anyone not want to do this if you have the ability to literally give any amount of money? It only takes $250 to set a captive free through CSI, whether that's in Sudan, and they work in 14 other countries around the world where this is an issue to greater and lesser degrees. And so literally everyone listening right now, you can do something. Whether you can give $250 and just free a slave all on your own, that's great. If you could do that, we welcome that gift. If you can give $100 toward that, man, it's incredible the difference you can make. But here's the deal, you know, God invites us all the time. The Bible says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where they can't be destroyed. Right now, here on Earth, especially in America, we're all about treasures here on Earth. I mean, we are so enculturated by you can have this and you need that. Oh, you should get this. You deserve this. You know what? That is so anti what Jesus is all about. And there's nothing wrong with having the stuff that we need in life and some of the things that we want in life. God wants us to. He's blessed us. He wants us to be, you know, to a certain extent happy and fulfilled. But ultimate fulfillment doesn't come from what we have here on Earth. Ultimate fulfillment for the believer comes in using God's given the resources God has given to us and making sure that we are storing up treasures in heaven. I can't think of a better treasure, Kevin, than setting a captive free here on earth, giving a human being their freedom back, oftentimes reuniting them with their family that they have not seen in decades. You know, mothers being reunited with kids, you know, adults being reunited with their elderly parents after so many years. They probably thought it was impossible. They probably thought they'd never see each other again. And CSI, thanks to people like you and whatever you give, makes that happen every day. And we're going to invite you to be a part of freeing at least another 100 captives during this month here on WMCA. Really hope you'll be a part of it.
800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. And friends, slavery is different all over the world. You know, there's human trafficking that is primarily achieved for sexual commerce purposes. There's indentured servitude, the way they do it in India and Pakistan and some of the places where that type of slavery goes on. And then in Sudan, it was just spoils of war. And those slaves were kind of all of it. And friends, this is what CSI is about. They are about setting those captives free. And here's that phone number, 800-222-5909. And again, we would like to see at least 100 of these slaves liberated in just the next few days. 800-222-5909. $250 does that. 800-222-5909. Or go to WMCA.com, click the CSI banner at the top of the page, and set a life free today. 800-222-5909. 1-800-222-5909. $250 sets a captive free for life. 800-222-5909. Don't delay. Do it right now. And every single one of your gifts going towards helping a person be freed from a captivity that they have been in, 800-222-5909. It's a WMCA. We're going to be talking about this for a few days, but don't delay. We need your gift right now. 1-800-222-5909. Hi, Hi, Kevin McCullough. And every week, I promise you, we are going to talk with the mortgage experts that I know and trust, Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely. Fellowship Home Loans is who you know them as. And Mike Raikman rejoins us. And Mike, you know, the election's past us now. There's a lot of problems still in the markets. What is happening in the housing market, and is consumer confidence taking a hit?
Yeah, you know, what's happened now is we had such a seller's market for such a long period of time. Anyone that was in the market buying a house throughout 2020 and 2021 knew that they were going to be paying well above and beyond what the asking price was. Well, we're starting to see that shift now, Kevin, and we're starting to see it go back to the buyer side. So there's not as much competition, and sellers are giving concessions and things like that. So it really has been a nice shift. But one thing always to keep in mind, even though the interest rates are much higher, if you paid $100,000 over asking price and your rate was 2.5%, you still pay less if you pay $30,000 under asking price and your rate 7%. So there's a little food for thought.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging, because I know that people still need to find good housing. So let's make sure they know that. And the thing I love about Fellowship Home Loans, guys, is that if you call Mike and Brian, you don't go through some other middleman. You're not going to be a file that sits on someone's desk in a bank office. These guys pick up the phone. They deal with you directly. Their staff are experts, and they are the direct lenders. So there is no middleman to go through. They get your loan processed faster. They get you approved quicker, and you can take advantage of what you need to do even more quickly. Call them this week, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, if you like the numbers. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Mike Raikman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. We have just passed the one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden went to Kyiv in an effort to demonstrate support for Ukraine and President Zelensky. The headlines and toll of the war provoked some big questions, such as, where in the world do we go from here? Zelensky is clear he wants his nation to be made whole, regaining all the territory that the Russians have threatened or invaded and, in some cases, now occupied. That is not likely to happen. Gerard Baker, writing in the Wall Street Journal, asks a great question. Will the Ukraine war push the West toward a new realism? The alternative to realism is what's called idealism, two poles that have defined American foreign policy. Gerard Baker writes, quote, privately, the president needs to convey some of that hard-headed realism he claims he's brought to more than a half century of foreign policy debates. Ukraine has every right to defend its territory, but it doesn't have a right to American money and materiel to prosecute a conflict without end. A dose of hard-headed realism is what we need.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamins. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamins, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamins earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamins law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
one 800 222 5909 sets a captive free when you give $250 to Christian Solidarity International with partnership with WMCA AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission. We are so grateful to have this partnership because over the last number of years, and many of you listening know, because many of you listening have been part of these campaigns, you know that we have set slaves free. And we are glad to tell you that it's not just taking place in Sudan, but they are at work in some 18 countries where slavery is currently being practiced in some form or fashion, and working with partners in all of those areas to do what they can. Todd Chapman is back with us. But Todd, the work in Sudan, which has kind of been the signature of what CSI has specialized in, really demonstrates kind of the overarching importance of this across the board, because slavery's done for different reasons in different areas. Mm-hmm. But when you're taken as the spoil of war, when you're taken as an object, a trophy, something that is, something that is someone's to take because they decimated your village. That is probably the most dehumanizing experience that a human can go through. And then comes the long journey north to Sudan. Then comes the forced labor, the forced sexual engagement, all the things that that slavery brings with it. And yet most of the world doesn't know anything about it, nor do they really care.
Yeah, human beings that were turned into just, frankly, possessions, no more valuable than, probably, frankly, less valuable than a piece of livestock, right?
Yeah.
And forced to do whatever their master demands of them, not only physical labor, but, sexual, whatever they need to do. I mean, they're forced to bear the children of the slave masters. That's happened. So many children born actually into captivity over the last 25 years in the case of these Sudanese slaves. And hard to believe this still goes on in the world, but the fact of the matter is it does. From where I'm sitting, we don't talk about this enough in America, and certainly within the Christian community in America, because let's face it, it's bad news. None of us want to hear it. It's really uncomfortable. It's heartbreaking to think that it goes on. But until you stare the thing in the face, look evil in the eye, you will not be motivated to do anything about it. We have to acknowledge that this goes on. But then we also have to acknowledge, I think, the high calling on all of us who wear the badge of Christian, that we are called, if not commanded, I think, to do something about it. Once you become aware of something as a Christian, you're obligated to not be an innocent bystander. Ignorance, you no longer get a pass because you're not aware of it. Once you know, God calls us to do something. And that's what I love about CSI. Not only are we telling you this exists, but through CSI, now you know how you can help. Whether you can give $250 or $100 or $25 a month, would you sincerely, prayerfully consider how God wants you to be part of what CSI is doing when you call 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
A $250 gift right now will set a slave free. 800-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. You can have all kinds of silly arguments about, but if you really want to put your money where your heart is on this, if you really want to make a difference, if you really want to say, I'm not just going to be someone who argues about it in a theoretical and a kind of existential way, but I'm actually going to be a part of the solution, CSI has the track record to run with. They have been setting captives free for more than 15 years since the Civil War ended in Sudan. And friends, to date, more than 100,000 slaves have been liberated, some of them by you who have listened to this radio station in the past and are listening again. You know the work that you've done. You know the good that has been done. Would you rejoin us again in this work this year? 1-800-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909. But there's a difference, Todd, in knowing what to do and then actually going and doing it. And that's what we're giving them the opportunity for today.
Yeah, as you say that, the scripture that comes to mind is that passage in Isaiah chapter 58, and I don't have it in front of me, I'll kind of paraphrase it, but basically, the believers are crying out to God, God, we're doing all of these things in your name. And basically God says, you know what, not really interested in your sacrifices and all of that stuff. Here's what I'm interested in. Feed the hungry. Set captives free. What we're inviting you to do today is so close to the heart of God. I mean, all of us as followers of Jesus, we were in captive. We were held captive to sin. Jesus did something for each of us that we could never do for ourselves. And likewise, now as a follower of Jesus, this is an invitation for you to do something for another human being, something that they can't do for themselves. But you partnering with CSI, you can affect their physical freedom, and it's going to be done in the name of Jesus. So if they're not a believer, they're going to know the why. Behind why CSI set them free, and they'll come to know Jesus as well. So it's a beautiful ministry opportunity for you today. Really hoping and praying you'll respond and be a part of it.
888-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909, or give online at WMCA.com. That's WMCA.com or 800-222-5909.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Inflation is out of control. Grocery bills are insane. Rates on consumer debt, credit cards, charge cards, installment loans are the highest they've been in years. Something has got to give. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you've found the home of your dreams but are concerned about the mortgage rates, you need to give my friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely over at Fellowship Home Loans a call. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans has access to multiple down payment assistance programs. Consolidating that high interest debt into your mortgage could help you save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars each month. FHL has access to home equity lines of credit if you're in need of cash quickly. They also have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews from happy clients online. So don't delay. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Nationwide mortgage, equal housing lender, ANMLS 819382. Licensed mortgage bankers, NYS Department of Financial Services.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us as we are setting captives free in some 18 countries with Christian Solidarity International. You've heard us talk a lot about the chattel slavery in Sudan, but that's really just the tip of the iceberg of what kind of slavery is going on across the globe. There's sex trafficking, there's indentured servitude, there are inhumane, debilitating conditions for more people held in slavery now than at any point in time in human history. And I know that that's something that's hard for you to get your head around. You think, well, we live in the abolitionist present. For many of us in Western culture, that's true. But for many others in many places, the idea of slavery or being in being captive somewhere is a very stark reality for them. Along those lines, Christian Solidarity International has been leading the way in helping free those captives wherever we find them, in whatever circumstances we find them in. And I'm so honored to have Todd Chapman back with us today from CSI. And Todd, it is a mind-blowing thing. People have a really hard time. When you just say the words human slavery, you just see people's brains almost explode in their head, because it is such a foreign concept to how we live. And yet there are millions enslaved right now.
I wanted to tell you a story to give you an example of the situations we're talking about. Ngong was a little girl when she was abducted and taken to North Sudan in Africa. She was daughter of a farming family, and these Arab raiders came in and attacked her village, forced her and another girl to go with them to North Sudan. She lived in South Sudan at the time. And they were added to a larger group of people that had also been kidnapped. And a couple guys from this larger group, a few nights into their captivity, said, hey, we're going to try to get out of here, tried to escape at night. They were caught after dark, brought back into the camp, and slaughtered right there in front of all of the other slaves. Basically, they made an example of it and said, look, if you try to escape, this is what's going to happen to you. And so now Ngong's life has become a nightmare that she can't escape. Basically she was told to do whatever the Arab slave master said you do. Could be sexual favors, certainly forced labor, all sorts of verbal abuse, physical abuse. That became her life. But one day while she was fetching water, she actually met an Arab slave retriever who works with CSI. And he followed her back to her master's house. He was able to buy her freedom with cow medicine. We'll tell you more about how that works in just a minute. And she is now free. And she was returned to her home back in South Sudan, given clothing, food to eat, a new start in life. And she now is looking for her family in hopes of being reunited after years of captivity. That's just one of literally over 100,000 stories that CSI has been a part of writing. Or better said, rewriting, because of people like you who give that $250 gift to set a captive free. So really praying that in our just few minutes that we have together right now, you would jump in and say, hey, you know what? I want to be a part of this. And here's my gift, whether that's, again, $250. Maybe you can give $500 and feed two people. It's 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
This is the circumstance of the slaves that we are liberating in Northern Sudan at this time. And friends, when you give that gift that Todd just mentioned at 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, I want you to picture a set of scales in your mind. And if on one end of the scale is every bad experience that that slave has gone through, every piece of abuse, every heart-wrenching loss, every trauma that they've that has been incorporated into their existence, every painful thing that they've witnessed and seen, all the traumatic things that they've been exposed to. You can imagine that people that have gone through that have a great deal of pain to deal with. And so when they are brought out and they're brought to the camp where they can recover and have some time, whether it's for medical needs or counseling needs or some other things, there are professionals there that help them. And then when they begin to realize that their life is starting over again, that they're going to receive the bag of hope that we've talked about, which is much more than just one bag, but it's basically a kit that contains every single thing they need to start their life over again. Food to begin eating, food to plant for future eating, utensils to fish and farm and cook with, blankets and tarps and other things to help them sleep and to be able to be protected from the weather. And then they're given this little she-goat that enables them to have a bit of a micro-enterprise existence so that they can provide for themselves. Friends, that scale, if all the pain is on one side and it's weighted down with all the trauma that they've experienced, the scale begins to tip to the other side with equal intensity. And the comment, Todd, is always very similar. Thank you. Tell the people in America thank you. Tell the Christians thank you. Thank you for liberating me. But friends, you can begin to change all of that. All those things that you get to give them, all the joy that gets to flood their heart, one-time gift, $250. One-time gift, $250 does all of that. Friends, don't wait right now. Take action to change someone's life. Take action to move into someone's existence and liberate them. 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. 800-222-5909. But Todd, it is an amazing thing to watch that heart go from basically death to renewed life and to see the joy that emanates from their face because of it.
Yeah, and it does an amazing thing in your heart as well when you let God use you to affect the freedom, physical freedom, but also spiritual freedom, emotional, psychological freedom of one of these human beings. You literally are allowing God to, through you, change the trajectory, rewrite the story of a person who has thought, I have no future. I'm going to live this way my entire life. But boy, Christ came to set captives free, right? He's freed us from our sins, and he wants to physically, through you, free these captives through CSI. So whatever your best gift is, can you just give it right now? $250 one-time gift frees one captive. If you need to do that monthly, $25 a month, you'd be freeing a person over the course of this year, whatever works for you. We covet, we pray for your gifts, but can you respond right now? You're hearing the invitation now. Please respond right now. 800-222-5909.
Again, if you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. And in either case, it only takes less than 2 minutes to get on, give your gift, and then to be going. And just a reminder, CSI is in constant motion towards the next liberation. Your gift today could set someone free in just the next few weeks. So don't let this moment go by. It is very, very crucial. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? One that allows you the flexibility to choose where you work, for whom, and how frequently? Well, there's a high-powered and lucrative career that you really do need to know about: court reporting. Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Court systems, schools, television stations, they're all looking for these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions to court cases to live events. The NCRA has partnered up with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives you a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z, and it's being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. Sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu. info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio with Bishop Larry Gators. Bishop Gators is 100% pro-Christ, pro-life, pro-Constitution, pro-U.S., and pro-President Donald Trump. Tune in Monday nights at 9:30 on AM 570 WMCA. Don't miss it.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't know about you, friends, but dealing with this slave issue causes me to see the things in our lives here in America very differently. On social media the last couple of days, there has been a big joke. Everybody's been laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Wink, wink. That's funny. Ha, wink, wink. They've been making a big deal about it. The story comes from Las Vegas, where former New England Patriot and former San Francisco 49er quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has joined the team. And as part of the benefits of joining the team in the state that has legalized prostitution, quote unquote, legalized prostitution, a local brothel is offering him free sex for life because he joined the Raiders. That's the assumption that he's not going to be in love and married and with his wife and having free sex, which is not free. It's a lifetime commitment to get that sex. But this brothel thinks it's a really good idea to tell him, hey, you can just come and be with our girls and we'll take care of you forever. And it's this mindset that the owner of this brothel has that ends up creating what we're dealing with in other places around the world. CSI is dealing with sexual trafficking on many, many fronts. 70 to 80% of the porn industry is made because girls are forced into things that they don't want to do. I've heard similar statistics about places like brothels as well. I don't have statistics on this particular one, but I can't believe for a second that it wouldn't be something similar. But these girls, they say, well, it's our choice and we're making money. The 20 women we're trying to save in northern Sudan never had any choice. They were trafficked. They were raped. They've been mutilated. They've had their children taken away from them by their slave master, who took everything from them, including their dignity. And I don't think it's a funny thing for Jimmy Garoppolo to get, quote, free sex for life because there's a brothel that's willing to offer it to him. But I can't just sit here and criticize him. I need to do something about that. And that's one of the reasons why the McCulloughs are so committed to Christian Solidarity International. We're going to help liberate a woman every month for the next year that would otherwise be trafficked, that would otherwise be enslaved and being forced to have sex against her will. Friends, you could help us. You could help us free one of those 20 that remain. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Time is running out, but we have a chance to save these final 20 women. Would you help us? 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Please go right now. Don't delay. Make the call right now. You can also do it online if you go to WMCA.com.